You are tuning in.
Blog Talk Radio.
But love got a thin line, the puns got a big nine. Respect crime, but not when it reflect mine. The shit I'm on is wrong, but it lasts long. When the fast one upon the wake up with the stash on, I'm mad strong and my cream is fast. Smoke the greenest grass, my bitch got the meanest ass. And it tastes legit, I don't have to waste a whole case of Chris. All it takes is my pretty face and my gangsta wit. Lace the click, cause we all share, it's all fair. Like love and war, thug and lore with the long hair. Big pun, the name that makes the kids run. Like spell the murder, reverse of the mirror, red rum. Come one, come more, if you want. Abroad. I'm the money store, close on the motherfuckers like Steven Seagal. Cause all you're gonna get is your ass kicked up in the casket. That's it.
Punish your bastard at last, it's rappers that really blast it. Cats getting big, willy niggas like Billy Baskin. Up at Jimmy's Cafe, having caviar, cracking crystal at the bar, smoking cigars, living large. Revolve and still roll with the mob, doing jobs for real. Some hard to kill, for real, nigga guard your grill. I like the chill, sparking elegant high. I'm one hell of a guy, fly, pelican, fly.
What up, Tuco? You know, politic and pop it, Tuco. I'm out here watching for Jay, getting the salute though, shoot bro. I got a waterproof suit, yo, swerving like an AKA in Beirut, yo, squeezing out of automatic M3s and please. You ain't seen no thugs like these. I can tell you lots of things that'll make you believe. In Corona, yo, it's better to take than to receive.
Your career's on life support, and I'ma pull the plug and have every buck chewing that beating on drug in their blood. No escaping this. Niggas is going over their favorite shit to be taping this. World premiere, loud and clear, lying beer. Get the dough, blow up the show, disappear. Jump in the Cavalier, feeling marvelous. Street pharmacist, twist eye bullets. For pleasure, bring your territory, travel. Keep my workers under pressure, God, I'm saying fuck that stuff. That's alright, Duco, my heart nowadays too cold. Don't give a fuck, where you been, what you done, where you go. You know, beat this, stay back. In black shades like a secret agent. While night thieves, pull up on you like sleeves. Like trees, bust thieves and stack cheese.
It's off the hook this year, cheddar. Making mad money off the books this year. Ain't nothing but crooks in here. Getting mad money off the books this year. It's off the hook this year. Getting mad money off the books this year. Ain't nothing but crooks in here. Getting mad money off the books this year.
You with some more music.
Yeah. Tend to talk for this shit mean a lot to me. You know, this shit don't feel as good as it looks. I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm straight though. The street shit made me what I am today, niggas.
Nah, I went so hard for this shit. I deserve this shit, niggas.
Ah, butcher coming, niggas. This ain't my story about rags to riches, more about how I mastered physics. In a game I used to train like Rocky, catching chickens. I was nice, but they was right when they told me that rap was business. I had 10 bands in my stash when I passed over half a million. Chameleon, no good, don't be surprised I'll last these niggas. It's like they put out a smash, then they gone in a flash and minute. And then they make tracks and disses like that's gonna add up the digits. They showing fake racks and pictures like that's gonna attract the bitches. That was really me, nigga. I ain't have to act and conflicted. Only difference is I'm living. And I would've whacked one of them niggas who knew that after drug dealing I still be casual spending mil plus.
annual income. So here's my manual, then some. And this Eastside shit still in me. My ability to turn words to imagery, probably the reason they gon' remember me. Figure we walk the tightrope with a feline's agility. The streets did so much shit to me, I could never live civilly. I could never leave the scene without checking my mirrors visually. Come with that energy, cause some shit gon' always stick with me. They wanna know what I brought to Griselda, I say validity. They asking what work that niggas put in, I'm like, but didn't we? Problems, then I correct through the obstacles, I progress. Illogical for them to feel they responsible for our success. Besides Kanye West, tell me who else I gotta respect. Cause I'm kinda perplexed, it's about time that I got my respect. The pusher, nigga. Let's go.
About time that I got my respect, it's the butcher, nigga. Yeah. Cold fucking world. Preserve the shit, you know what I mean? Know what it is, nigga. When I show up, I'm on 10, nigga, not 9.
On the night I was born, the rain was pouring. God was crying, lightning struck, power outage, sparks was flying. The real ones here, the young boy that walked with lions. Around the outlines of chalk where the corpse is lying. Of course I'm trying to revive a sport that's dying. But the guns and the drug bars that y'all relying. Got these nerves thinking that you niggas hard as iron. But that just mean I ain't as comfortable as y'all with lying. Stretching the truth, no I never stress in a booth. They feel the pressure, me I feel like I just left a masseuse. Effortless, how I'm skating on these records is poof. I put your favorite rapper neck in a noose, never letting them loose. Cold world, the heat a blast of your speaker. He the last of Mohicans, no weaklings last in my sneakers. Nigga want me on the song, he gon' see the wrath of the reaper. I'm probably gon' go to hell if Jesus asked for a feature. I'm higher than niggas and don't need a bag full of reefer. Some see the glass is empty, I see a glass full of ether. Collecting his bread and mash like he a Catholic preacher. Just to count a nigga cash, you might need a calculus teacher. Eureka, Einstein on the brink of the theory of relativity. Really no MC equal, feel me, copin be lethal. Crip like an old MTV show. On God, the best rapper alive. Headshot, now go and ask the best rappers that died. They tell you he never lied, nigga.
Yeah. Tenor talk.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarterpiece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, wish y'all you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed, this that I got. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks, they call the tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. Use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Furnace, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish dead. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff gonna be this case. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my DNA.
This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation. Your DNA an abomination. This that way, this when you in the matrix, out your bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the pillar, sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors, peaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, God, Father goes, only Lord knows, I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eat it for a daughter, Brock wearing sandals, yoga on the Monday, stretching to the fan, I'm watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes, phone never on, I don't camera stakes, I don't compromise, I just penetrate, sex, money, murder, these are the breaks, these are the times, level number 9, look up in the sky, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, motherfucker, I got witness on the way, you ain't shit without a buddy on your belt, you ain't shit without a ticket on your plate, you ain't sick enough to put it on yourself, you ain't rich enough to hit the ladder skate, tell me when destruction gonna be my fate, gonna be a fake, gonna be a fake, peace to the world, let it rotate, sex, money, murder, IDA.
She got good throw. Sit that cat on my lap, I give it good strokes. I might have to fly out to Mykonos or maybe to Japan so I can hit her like a Michiro. She knows what the fuck is up, I don't gotta dumb it down. Tatted like Rihanna, pussy singing like it's run to town. I love her, she's a freak. I promise if I could, I'd fuck her 7 days a week. Face from the Middle East, ass from the West Indies. Sucking the soul up out of my body, rest in peace. Head got me wobbling, she know I got cameras. She said we should vlog it, I know she got stamina. She said start jogging.
Like the way she works, ayy. Always puts me first, ayy. And I know I've been around, but I swear you got the best on earth.
He ain't keeping his hands up off my ass cheeks. I got something to give him, and if he asks me, I'm not filling up, baby. I let him gas me. Light me up,
light me up,
light me up. I done seen the whole world, and they knowing that hot as us. Bankroll, dankroll, they ain't really as loud as us. I be hoping that it's love, but it really just be the lust. Anything for a rush now. It's Van Nuys on a touchdown. It's a cold world, get a bust down. How you get my mind before my body and my trust now? He said life is too short, and he think that we should fuck now. I think I'm finna break him, it's gonna be quick. He know I ride that dick till I get seasick. Wavy little bitch to talk that E-shit. Nasty, but don't put nothing past me. Now I got the pussy and the power if you ask me.
Like the way she works, ayy. Always puts me first, ayy. And I know I've been around, but I swear you got the best on earth. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I got drip on the floor and it's getting nasty. He ain't keeping his hands up off my ass cheeks. I got something to give him, and if he asks me, I'm not filling up, baby, I let him gas me.
Now don't ask me no questions, just listen to this shit. She catch a one-way flight to kick it wherever I'm at. So if she wanna stay, then the bitch will never come back. You wanna know how a chick feel? I've been there once. This year three in the beginning of a 10-year run. And as predicted, my persistence got my name on all them lists. Had a brick before rap, like that dope boy from Memphis. I survived all them death threats and she felony convictions. Plug found out my whole team was hot, he kept persistent. What's the stage with no mic and no voice of a poet? What's more important, the flower or the soil that grow it? Yeah, it's cool, but one rule, don't get caught in a moment. Oh, it's back to swinging ratchets and warming up water. Starving made me thin. And ain't no mercy in this game we in. Eyes stacked against us, had to play to win. I got a broad I never saw before 1 a.m. I'm out west and crazy girls, cleaning out the ATM. Let's go.
Phone so burnt, I need my pager back. Trips was at work, my baby made it back. I fuck with them hoes, I know she hated that. You gon' cry in that Toyota or this Maybach?
This for hustlers with straight cash, not bitches with fake bags. For hoes who fall in love with trappers and break bad. She texting my homie, but I'm fucking hers, she fake mad. These hoes can't handle a nigga they can't have. Unlucky for y'all, you know who the fuck is in charge. I put a couple in jars, let it fluff till it's hard. I'm at J-House, Kerry James Marshall, cover the wall. enough cushion I could cover the fall. You know business is business, bitches is bitches, and they fucking us all. You know how life goes, you stuck with your flaws. What's that about? They had me fucked up. Niggas thought I'd suffer for long. I'm driving, counting money with hundreds on a cullin' and floor. Put my hands together and I pray for the bread. Cause I get 5 jail cars a day from the feds. Go to sleep with an alarm and a K on the ledge. And a fireproof 1,000 pounds safe in the crib.
Phone so burnt, I need my pager back. Trips was at work, my baby made it back. Fuck with them hoes, I know she hated that. But you gon' cry in that Toyota or this Maybach. I said fuck it, one gon' do a verse. Bought some ugly white girl when I whipped it, it's Miss Universe. Migo brought them chickens on the bird, that's that scooter work. I control my bitches only fans, I got computer work. Freddie Kane, I keep a college bitch on the 94 with the waist sash. Baby daddy bought her that fake roadie, she fake mad. Butcher and the rabbit, goddamn it, check our credentials. Hoes get fucked and stay home early just like the Clippers. Bitch, you with it, bitch? Phone so burnt, I need my pager back. Trips with that work, my baby made it back. Fuck with them hoes, I know she hated that. But you gon' cry in that Toyota or this Maybach.
You are tuning in to The Fix. It is Chantel and our special guest, Sharice. We just played J. Cole and Benny the Butcher. We played Kendrick Lamar, DNA. We played Russ, Best on Earth. And then we played, of course, my favorite, One Flight by Benny the Butcher. We out here. That's my shit. But let's bring in Sharice.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, hello.
What's up, Sharice?
Hey, your friends. First time on the show. Welcome, welcome.
No, no. We did this way, way, way back.
It's been a minute, though.
And like,
it's been some time.
It's been a long minute.
Yes, but I'm glad to have you back. This is going to be fun.
How was your week,
friend? To talk about. It was good.
Yeah.
You know, being productive and shit. All that good stuff. And now
what
I'm
you been
home
listening
drinking
to?
My brews. Man, so.
What you been listening
of course,
to?
Benny the Butcher is, I was just telling you, that's been on my playlist heavy. I fuck with Benny hard. I fuck with Freddie Gibbs. I like Russ. I feel like Russ has been not slowly climbing, but is getting the flowers that he deserves because he produces his own shit, he makes his own music, and he's constantly out. Like, he's making his music consistent. Even though some people, yeah, there's a lot of Russ is singing for the most part, but you have to give him his credit because he has his own, he's not under a label. He has his own label now, signing other artists to be able to work freely on whatever they want to do. So you got to give him his big up. But what have you been listening to? What's been in your playlist?
So I definitely have to get a little bit gangsta after talking about my feelings at work during a meeting today. So I was listening to some Benny the Butcher, One Flight on the way home. All of that on my Spotify playlist and on my list and everything that came after that. So that's really been it for the most part. And, you know, I love Bia. She gets me motivated to start working.
Get that money. She's Puerto Rican, so way
far. And Italian, so you're not about to claim all of her.
Okay, well, we claim a good portion of that shit because I'm sure it comes from her mama and we get all them genes. So I'm going to claim all that shit. Way far. So let's get into some news, some hip-hop news. I know you and I were talking, and I was telling you, and this we have to talk about this. This has to be, like, the first kind of thing. So yesterday they had the verses, and it was supposed to be Omarion and Mario. And I had tuned in, I want to say roughly at a good 8 o'clock at night, because my bedtime is like at 10, so I was trying to tune in. And I didn't know that they were going to have like a pre-show and then another show and then their show. So they ended up having
everybody
a DJ
show.
On for about an hour. Bro, so it was like probably got about a good hour of a DJ. And then they had Ray J, Pleasure P, Sammy, and what's his name? I can't think of his name right
Jeremiah.
Now.
Jeremiah.
Bobby Valentino. Bobby Valentino. So it's Bobby Valentino.
And Jeremiah was there too.
But I don't think he performed the whole time. So the four of them, so it was two on two. So it was Bobby Valentino and Ray J versus Sammy and Pleasure P. And it's just, it was real ghetto. It was real ghetto. It was real rough. I felt like, for me, if you are R&B dude, I'm going to need you not to try to come out hard like you're trying to game bang when you know that what you got on your mind is love. And I'm going to need you to get that in the mix. So it was pretty bad as far as the singing went. Ray J was horrible. Voices all over the place. It was a mess. So I know you didn't tune in yesterday. Oh, and then Omarion was like a stripper eating watermelon and then giving it to the fans and then grinding on a fucking microphone pole. It was a mess, girl. It was a mess. Tell me the little bit that you did see. What did you feel about it?
So I felt like that whole watermelon situation was definitely a race trope. Like, he could have picked another fruit. Like, why not pick a peach? Why not pick something else? Like, why you have to do a
watermelon is
right?
Sexy. It's sexy. It's got a lot of juices.
Girl, that shit is also hella racist. Quit playing. You're not about to get here and be a whole black man on stage eating watermelon like that. Assaulting the
watermelon.
Girl,
he has to make up for that.
Come on now.
He has to make up for the fact that his voice sounded fucking harsh. It sounded harsh. That man was not doing a 1-2 step to the microphone.
He was doing all of that assaulting of the watermelon on stage with his brother. That was disturbing. So
it was a mess. That was for sure a mess. But if you guys haven't seen it, go on Versus. I'm sure they got it or YouTube and watch. Because I swear to God, it looked like a bunch like Sammy. When Sammy came out, Sammy was like 9 years old. And the fact that he came out hella fucking rough, like he just hit the testosterone level, that just made me worry about what was going on because it was like, it was a mess. But tune into that. So I'm going to jump into this. So Joe Budden, and I think I sent you this, had an interview. And he was talking about how he goes to the strip clubs a lot and how he feels that he has a certain weight requirement. You have to be 200 pounds to be able to touch the spot. A lot of people were pissed and upset about this and came for Joe Budden, but he says he's tired of how these girls look nowadays and how they all look the same, ain't no real difference to them. They're all fake. But then if you see that, as he put it, the Spanish girl over there with a little bit of weight, 200 pounds, thicker than a Snickers, he'd rather give her the money. So tell me what you feel about that whole, like, what is your thought on that? Do you feel like the stripping has changed? Should it be more equal as far as, like, not every girl has to look the same and can have some weight or some body or some thickness on her?
So first off, let's automatically acknowledge that Joe Budden is a troll, like, first off.
Yes,
secondly, to each his own when it comes to the stripper that you like, the person who you give your money to, or people, in probably his case. But I am of the thought process of, let's see, how does that reflect in your real life? Like, are you just trolling and are you just saying some shit? Or is this how you really feel in real life? Because everybody that he's been messing with that I've seen per Love and Hip Hop has been the stereotypical big booty girls, super small waist, big titties and all that. So, and I don't know folks' weights, that ain't my business, but they don't look like they're hitting 200 pounds. So,
no,
I can say if you really do like
girl.
That. Go ahead. If you really do like that, if that's really your jam, like, let's see that reflected in real life. Or are you just trolling?
And you're ever. Well, I mean, possibly. I do think Joe has a type. Being with Sin Santana and the other girl, they were both Dominican.
Tahiri.
He likes Spanish women. Tahiri. Tahiri's very thick. She ain't a thin type of female. She's got thickness to her. She's never really been that 5'2" mm-hmm. girl. So I do feel like he makes sense. I do feel like we've body shamed a lot to where now these women are having to fit a certain prototype. And what happens to the naturalness of a woman and the thickness of a woman? And shit, if you're giving your money as a stripper, if I'm thicker than a snake, I'm going to take it. So I appreciate
for
the
sure.
fact that Joe likes him thick. I appreciate that. So what do you got? What news do you want to hit us with?
So I did some searching and some thoughts that I want to talk with you about. So what about Fat Joe? He's supposed to be getting a biopic series or something on BET. And the executive producer is Kenya Barris. He's the guy that did Black-ish, Mix-ish. He had his own reality
mm-hmm.
show on Netflix. So
mm-hmm.
what you think about that? What you think about Fat Joe telling his life story? Are we interested?
I am. I feel like Fat
you
Joe
are.
Is... I am, because you want to know why? I think he's the most arrogant motherfucker that there is in this planet. I really do. And a narcissist at some. But you can't take away the fact that Joe has done exactly what he should. He understood the assignment. He brought out Big Pun. He made Big
yeah.
Pun, even though, you know, Big Pun made him famous. But at the same time, Joe was the start of Big Pun's career. He made him. And in the end, he also learned from him. And then he also brought out a lot of other Spanish rappers. Tony Sunshine from New York, like a bunch, Cuban Link, like
mm-hmm.
all these people. So I do feel like
mm-hmm.
I would like to know more, because he's been quiet for some time because he wasn't given the right to talk about Big Pun. That was taken away from him, and he talks about that in a lot of interviews where he's stated that he's tried to give, you know, he's given the family money, he's given the family the rights. He has no more rights to Big Pun, excuse me, anything. So I would love to see what he, you know, what where he came from, because he's known as Joey Crack. They talked about the drug game and what he went through. So
that's my
I'm intrigued
thought.
To that.
I really want to know. I want to know who Joey Crack is, because is that just
right.
some famous man persona you came up with after you were famous? Is this something that you lived? I've heard through reading a few articles that he had a troubled life, but usually. I mean, I haven't dug deep into his music, like, on that type of level, but I don't know if it's worth a watch for me. I'll be honest. Am I going to seek that out?
I mean, if it's, like, a first season, or is it going to be something that's ongoing, or is it just going to be, like, one little...
I don't know.
Kind of...
It just said a series. I feel like it'll be, like, a limited series, but they just
it
had
has
a series.
To be. I mean, he has a lengthy career, but I don't feel like it's enough to do, like, the Wu-Tang series. Where, you know, you get to learn about each one of them, which was great. And,
right.
I mean, Wu-Tang has nothing but catalogs and hits, so, of course. What else? Oh, so, here, I got one for you. So, prosecutors refused to let Nicki Minaj's husband serve sex offender sentence. She has a thing with sex offenders, and I just need to understand why. So, Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, was arrested for failing to register as a sex offender while cruising around Beverly Hills
mm-hmm.
in March of 2020. Now prosecutors
mm-hmm.
are seeking a formidable punishment for his crime, which doesn't include holding up in Nicki's mansion with their child. So according to TMZ, the federal prosecutors don't think 6 months in jail followed by a supervised release is enough. They're actually bothered by any home confinement. They would rather him be at in jail and serve his time. So I want to touch on that because I feel like she has a history of these type of men in her life. Her brother was considered a sex offender. Ooh. And now she's with a sex offender. I don't know too much of the backstory of it. It does say that he was with somebody who he thought was of age. So they're seeking for 15 months of prison time, 5 years of supervised release, and as well as a $55,000 in retribution. So this is still pending. This case is still going, but tell me a little bit about what you think with that situation, because I kind of feel like she is prone to this shit.
First off, just speaking by what we know, not hearsay or anything, so he's getting in trouble for not registering as a sex offender in a state that he legally resided in. So based off of that, I feel like sex offender is a serious thing. I want to know who's living next to me, who's living around me. I want to be able to pull up the app or pull up the website and see who's living around me. Granted, when you look at that, it doesn't tell you the crimes. It doesn't tell you if I was 18 messing with a 16-year-old or messing with a 17-year-old or however that goes. However, this particular person he didn't do what he was legally bound to do, and it didn't seem like he was sorry
Correct.
For it. There was nothing that came out that I was like, oh, man, it slipped my mind. My bad. Or it wasn't like I really apologize for this. I've learned my lesson. It was just like I didn't think that I needed to do it. That's the vibe that I got from it. And so because of that, it's like you do the crime, you do the time. You accepted that choice of not registering. So when you
not following
make a choice
procedure.
In that way, you have to get that. Fight. You know what I mean? You want to fight for home confinement? Fight for home confinement. But you have to have some sort of punishment because that shit is serious. That's not a joke.
I agree. I do feel, though, that some situations, I've been around certain people that were certain men that were considered sex offenders that were with someone that they thought was of age. I mean, they don't break down the story as far as, like you said, who this person was, what happened, how old she was when it happened. Like, you know, all the information that's needed to kind of figure out whether or not he should, if it was maybe something that he didn't know or whatever the case. But I feel like with Nicki Minaj, she tends to...
You know if you're a sex offender and you know that you have to register as a sex offender whenever you move.
Correct.
You know that.
Correct.
That is something that you can't get past.
Correct.
And that is a rule that he broke. You made your bed, sir. You're not playing it.
You do the crime, you pay the time. So we're going to get back. And we're going to get back to the music. We're going to throw some tracks on, and then we'll come back to hit you with some more of the fix. So let me go ahead and throw this record on, and we'll be back.
The anticipation arose as time froze. I stared off the stage with my eyes closed and dove into the deep cosmos. The impact pushed back the first five rows. But before the raw live shows, I remember eyes are low, snot nose, rocking gazelle, God goes and eyes are closed. Learning the ropes of ghetto survival, peeping out the situation I had to slide through. Had to watch my back, my front, plus my side too. When it came to getting mine, I ain't trying to argue. Sometimes I wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for you. Hip-hop, you the love of my life, and that's true. When I was handling the shit I had to do, it was all for you, from the door for you. Speak through, you're getting paper on tour for you. From the start, thought was down by law for you. Used to hit up every corner store wall for you. We ripped shit and kept it hardcore for you. I remember late nights, steady rocking the mic. Hip-hop, you the love of my life. So tell the people like that, y'all. And it sounds so nice. Hip-hop, you the love of my life. We about to take it to the top.
I was speaking to my guy Rika, how she was desperately seeking to organize enough confusion, using no protection, told on resurrection, caught in the Hype Williams and lost her direction, getting eight intersections where I wouldn't eat her, under the counter love, so silently I treat her, her daddy a beater, eyes off her, in the mix on tape, niggas had her in the buck, when we touch it was more than just a fuck, the police in her, I found peace, like Malcolm in the East. Seen her on the streets of New York, tricking off, tried to make a hit with her, but my dick went soft, moving weight, losing weight, not picky with who she choose to date, too confused to hate, with her struggle I relate, close to 30, most of the niggas she know is dirty, having more babies than Lauren, she started showing early, as of late I realized that this is a fate, or destiny, to bring the best of me, it's like God is testing me, in retrospect I see she brought life and death to me, peace to us collectively, live and direct when we perform, it's this coffee stop chicks and white dudes, over her I got into it with that nigga. Nigga Ice Cube, not a fight move to a life, making the right moves. Yeah. Besides God and family, you my life jewel.
Like that, y'all.
I
got my grown and all my friends, niggas thinking small. I had to write them all a check just to get the shit resolved. Then turn right back around and write them another one when they trick it off. Get successful and watch how quickly niggas get in their feelings, dog. Get successful and watch how you immediately become their competition. Niggas worse than a side bitch, they can't quite stay in a position. Don't know what niggas crave more, money or a fucking tissue. And these the niggas I'm cool with, my enemies I have yet to mention. I got cake, bitch, every day be my birthday. They pay me, I'm first place on my worst day. Street dry niggas thirsty, so I pray that when they come to take me, that this mini drink will make the earth shake. Have a nigga on some underneath the earth shit. My nigga turned me, called a murder on his first day. The animalistic instincts that we was born with. Took some privilege when Alexis put me in that form with. Black as hell, but rap get me thinking I need a farm, bitch. Taking my black queens for granted, got me ignoring them. Names I be calling them, nigga, know you be dogging them. What kind of man is you to your little niece and your daughter? Then I'm posted at the sober, take your little, that's sort of locking me. Mean rain, guns, and butter, niggas got margarine. Pussy niggas can't play their part, we dilly departed them. Look like O.J. Simpson, you bar Homer and margin in my rap, but I keep weight, and I know the streets take niggas out the game. My baby mama told me be safe. Turned around and said, fuck safe, I stay dangerous. In the set with Sody, no chop on my chain dangling. In the set with Deuce, I be blood and we gang ganging. And my nigga killing on in Diego, they smash cranium. Living life on high speed, nigga, that's just the lane we about to cop a Porsche, run the pack of that Freddy can't get it. I got cake, bitch, every day be my birthday. You can't fake me, I'm first place on my birthday. Street fly niggas thirsty, so I pray that when they come and take me, that this mini drink will make the earth shake. Have a nigga on some underneath the earth shake. My nigga murder called a murder on his first leg. Animalistic instinct that we was born with. Felt some pimpish when Alexis put me in that form with. Black as hell, but rap got me thinking I need a form, bitch. Taking my black queens for granted, got me ignoring them.
Find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk away. Those who correlate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When you D up and on their horse, I kick around drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. White Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinch my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again, a hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you.
Yo, I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke less, less. I must confess my destiny's manifest. In some vortex and sweats I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witches brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run away from these stars I got. Oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot. Oh yeah.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Cruise
run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, two lies do or die. Trust me, I only puff fly with my poop from like high. I refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm cash.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slow.
Stop. 1-2 consensus, go to drive.
R&B, hip-hop. We just played Act 2 by The Roots, Alexis by Freddie Gibbs, I Used to Love Her by Common, Ready or Not by The Fugees. I'm in a vibe. I feel like this has been a great little roller coaster of music. I'm happy with the choices. I was a little nervous because Puma ain't here. He had me doing everything. He left me. But we got this shit, Sharice, right? Got it. We in it to win it. So what else? Let's go. Let's talk all things hip-hop.
So you know how Benny the Butcher is super heavy on the rotation today. I was reading, you know that he left Griselda Records to go to Def Jam, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
So
he just got signed, yeah.
What you think about it? Yeah, so he's leaving Griselda, the legit whole family, the family, their blood family, and he's about to go do some epic shit with Def Jam.
He was talking go ahead, finish.
I was just saying he was talking about how he wanted to just take it to another level. Like, he had been working with his family, and they had did a whole bunch of independent things, like, did everything independent, and now he's just like, I want to take it. Extra level. So that's why he said he did it. I wonder if
I feel like it's a good move. I feel like it's a good move for him.
Yeah.
I feel like Freddie is a different breed of an artist as far as
Benny.
Griselda in its entirety. Mm-hmm. I feel like Benny, even though you got West Side Gunna and you have all these other people that are in this group, I felt like Benny has always been the difference in how they flow and how he flows. And I honestly think that this is a good way for him to branch off. You know, he's an older cat in the game. You know, he came hella late mm-hmm. into the scene and made so much fucking noise relatively quickly mm-hmm. and has made his mark. And he's that old school hip hop that I love, that conscious storytelling hip-hop, that gutter hip-hop, that shit that's that real shit that you want to listen to, which sets him apart from the whole Griselda fam, which it's not a bad thing. Like, y'all set it up, y'all made your noise, you guys made waves, and now I feel like he needs to branch off to be his best as an independent artist. Not independent, but independent in his own sense, in his own rhyme. So I'm with it. I fuck with Benny hard. I'm the long way. Like, whatever he does, I'm sure it's going to be epic. So I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm. In addition to that, like, him moving over to Def Jam also opens up the way for some new people to come in and for West Side Gunna to pay attention to the new Griselda team that's coming up. So apparently that's going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah,
I'll keep looking. I'm
it's
still
a good
watching.
Look for all of them.
Mhm. I think so.
So let's touch on. I know we were talking about this because mm-hmm. I want to get this shit out the way. This is very quick. Throw it in there and get this shit out. So Manny Fresh decided that he was going to remix the song "Everybody Get Your Everybody" that song. And he was going to put Amber Rose to remix it, and now it says, "Everybody Get Your Hoe On." So he's been getting dragged for this new single. Mind you, I've heard the song. The song is fucking trash. Amber Rose is trash. Let her stick to the slut shame walk or whatever the fuck it is that she does. I just don't think this is for her. I feel like not everybody is born a rapper, and not everybody needs to touch that mic unless you got the bars to do it. So somebody posted on Hip Hop DX, and they stated Manny Fresh needs to be locked up for letting Amber remix that song. Everybody get your hoe on. They done banned abortion and are coming for birth control next. This is not the time, playa. Somebody else could. And Amber Rose just dropped the song talking about, right. Amber Rose just dropped the song talking about all my bitches get your hoe on. Bad timing, sis. Another person said,
"Yeah."
So Beyonce is telling women to quit their jobs, and Amber Rose is telling these same women to get their hoe on. And to top it off, SC overturned Roe v. Wade. Stay safe, fellas. stay safe. Be safe, King. Be safe. Keep up, player. Keep up. So the other one was Amber Rose is now rapping. Got Mammy Fresh on the beat. I guess he says shit she paying, LOL. But on a serious note, hip-hop has become a joke. Some of these songs I wouldn't waste the damn studio time on. So it's just, obviously, it's not a good look. I mean, Mammy Fresh ain't came out with shit since he had fucking Lil Wayne anyways in the booth. And Juvenile, like that whole little crew and that clique. But it's true. The song is trash. And I just don't get why we continue to allow. And I know it's hard because the people of our generation are people that we grew up with hip-hop, like 80s, 90s, our generation. It was very, very much so based on lyrics and lyricism. And if you really had it, like, you had to have the talent to just do this in order for you to be respected. And now it seems like you can just throw whatever the fuck you want out, and that shit's going to ride. And that's the sad part about where hip-hop, in a sense, is kind of heading. But what do you think? Tell me how you feel about this whole Amber Rose and Mammy Fresh collabo.
Two things. Thing one is it's a reason why we never heard Amber Rose talk until after she broke up with Kanye West. He was like, sit down and be pretty. So that's thing one.
Mm-hmm.
Thing two is that your point about now anything could be thrown out here and we just let it ride. And I don't know if I agree with that. Like, I feel like right now, given the age that we're in, everything is accessible. Like, she got money. She got money to fund her own video. She got money to fund her own studio time. She got money to fund her own team to build an image for her. Given that, she doesn't need the backing or approval of anybody in order for her to get her music out to the masses. You load it up on YouTube, you pay your producer, you pay whomever you need to pay for your studio time. If you got that money, you can do whatever it is that you want to do. So she can do what she wants to do, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to ride, because it already sounds like Twitter is dragging her ass, and I don't necessarily know that this will be quote-unquote successful. But she did it.
True.
So what success means to her versus what success means to the hip-hop community, that's something totally different. And once we understand that, like, yay, sis, you did it. Like, you put your song out, your thoughts, your words, your feelings out into the atmosphere. Great on you for doing that. But is that quality, successful music that pushes the hip-hop community forward?
Not that it pushes it forward, but you do have these chicks that be putting shit out, like, what's her name, Mariah Lynn, I Was a Hoe, and I admit that shit, that song, that hoe song, people still, like, people rock for that shit, like, if it was, like, she spit hot fire in the booth. Yes, girl, like,
that might be somebody's story. That's somebody's story.
That's a whole lot of bitches' story. That's a problem.
See? Well, she just reporting the news. You can't be mad at her. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
That part, you get that part. So what else? What else is in the hip hop? We're gonna get off of Amber Rose because we ain't got that much time to deal with her ass. But what else we got?
For sure. So we know that Drake dropped his new album, and it's a house album. I haven't heard it all the way through, but he's out here doing house. Beyonce's doing house, and could it change the game? Is it going to change anything? Is that the new wave? Is house music? I hope not. I'm going to be 100% honest.
I know, because you are very, I know, you don't like house music. I'm going to tell you how house has originated. House was originated in Chicago. We are the originators of fucking house. I absolutely love house, but I'll tell you one thing. That Drake album was fucking trash. It was subpar at best. It was mediocre. It was whiny, very whiny. And I know we all know Drake for being the Keith Sweat of hip hop. He be singing a tune. All the fucking songs. Like, he wrote a song, want to hear it, here it goes. That's Drake. I get that. And I'm okay with that. Because Drake has come from his mixtape days where he proved who he was and what he could do. And I respect him. I feel like at this point, though, dude, you just throwing out shit to throw out shit because you know that you are comfortable. People are still going to fuck with you. And your album's still going to make some type of noise. But for me personally, I feel like Beyonce's album or that one song shitted on the whole Drake album. On the whole entire Drake album. Whatever Drake was trying to do, he failed. And Beyonce did that shit in one track. She murdered it. And he missed the mark. I want to say there's maybe two songs, if you listen to it, maybe two songs that were good in that whole album. So I'm really disappointed because I just feel like somebody needs to rattle his cage like Pusha T did when he came for him. Like, then you've seen bars, then you've seen what Drake can come with. But at this point, I just feel like he knows where he's at. He's out here making elevator music. He's out here making music for people with yachts and shit and that live that life. I'm just not for it. That shit was mad boring. But Beyonce did it. I feel like she murdered whole fucking thing in one album, and I'm with it. I'm with her and Big Frida. Like, girl, I was about to quit my job yesterday.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
Frida.
Bitch, I'm out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was. Okay. Beyonce said, quit my job. Let shit go. I was ready to throw in the motherfucking towel. Like, bitch, say less. Where are we going? Beyonce, you paying for all my bills?
Yeah. You can write a letter. You can send her an email, maybe.
No. I'm not quitting my job real life.
So you're real vocal about saying his album is trash and it's not what you were looking for. So my thing with Drake is that I think that he's a better rapper than he is a singer. And it seems like every single album that he's put out, it's one of those things where I expect him to go hard on rapping and then he just sings the whole album and raps a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that I gave up with him. Like, once that album came out in, like, 2015, that was, like, if you're reading this, you're too close or some shit. I don't remember what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
But... it's already over. I don't know. The one that came out in 2015, like, I was done. I was like, I'm sick of being tricked. I'm sick of being bamboozled. I will not engage in any of your albums when I'm hoping to hear some good bars and all you're doing is singing. So I kind of gave up after that. But when we judge success, what are we judging success against? So are we judging success against other house people? Are we judging success against Drake versus Drake? Are we judging success against his peers who have dropped albums around this time? Like, Pusha T dropped his album and Kendrick Lamar dropped his album, and both of them are critically acclaimed.
Amazing.
You know, Pusha T
Amazing.
Don't give no props to nobody, and he's out here being like, oh, yeah, Kendrick Lamar is the competition. Like, so it's like, I want to know what his goal was. Like, who are we competing against when we're judging if this is successful or not?
That's the thing. For me, I'm competing. My whole thing with Drake is Drake. What he came with, how it's kind of like how Lil Wayne, too. Like, when we grew up listening to Lil Wayne was heart, body. That man murdered every fucking thing. And the way that he rapped, his flow, his everything, all his double entendres and fucking cadence, like, all this shit was why we loved Lil Wayne. And then later on, Lil Wayne just started putting out trash because he knew that he could and people will still fuck with him. For me, it's all about, it's Drake against Drake. Like, man, where did that fire come? Where did it go? When you first came out, you were so hungry and everything you put out was gold. Like, you literally shitted on the industry with your rhymes, with the way that you came out with songs, like, everything in general. I just feel like you let me down in a sense of how I look at you. I don't compare him because think about it. Pusha T murdered him. There was no way that when he came for Pusha T and Pusha T came back at him, Pusha T let him know I am the GOAT. Like, I've been here. I've done this. You got bodied. We know that. We know that Drake ain't for that, but Drake is better than this. And I just think this was just one of those albums that he said, I'm just going to throw this shit out there because I can, And if you look at shit like on any app or Instagram or anything, if you look at social media in general, people fuck with it. Some people fuck with it, some people don't. But the thing is like you still put this shit out there and there are still people riding with you. It's just like Eminem. Eminem puts out shit that I don't really fuck with, and people go hard for him. Like, you can't say shit about this man, even though last three albums have been trash. So, in a sense, I don't feel like he's in a rut, or maybe he just doesn't care, but I'm hoping that somebody will get him out that, and he comes back and kind of just proves to himself that he's what we've always had. As far as Pusha T, I mean, everything that he's been putting out has just shown that we talk about people in the 90s as if they were old. Oh, Method Man's old. Pusha T's old. We're talking about old folks. All these old folks are shitting on these little-ass dudes. All these old folks are letting these dudes know exactly. No, I think it's just because if you listen to like, Method Man, he's still here. Like, he's still relevant. He's still putting out music that most of these cats that are coming out, except for Kendrick Lamar, but, like, most of these cats don't got that. Freddie Gibbs, 40 years old. Benny the Butcher, damn near 40 years old. Kendrick Lamar, he's touching the 30s. You know what I'm saying? J. Cole, he's touching the late 30s. All these people still have that same mentality of what hip-hop truly is. And that's why I feel like it's not because we're old. I just feel like we still got that. We still touch on what 90s was, which was lyricism, and that's what they're still bringing out. Like, they're shitting on these cats. Kendrick Lamar, a lot of people were giving him flack for his album. They were expecting it to be, I don't know what people were expecting. I just think this is poetry at its finest, penmanship at its finest. He literally, it was spoken word, and maybe it went over too many people's heads because they didn't understand it, but I really listened to what he was saying, and I feel like he did what he came to do, and he proved to niggas why he took a four-year hiatus and came back and still shitted on people. You just got to listen to it instead of just going through it the first time, like, There are meanings in what he's saying that makes sense to people who truly know what he's trying to get out. But what do you feel about the new Kendrick Lamar? Have you heard it?
I haven't heard it all the way through. I've heard a little bit what's on the radio or whatever, but I haven't thought it out and listened to it all the way through yet. But now I'm motivated.
It's getting into the next thing.
You're speaking great of it.
Why? Are you not a Kendrick Lamar fan?
No, I said I am motivated to listen to it after hearing you speak about it.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good, yeah. I'm telling you, like, if you listen to it, you really got to know who he is to understand where he comes from, and I just feel like it fell on a lot of deaf ears that weren't trying to hear that. They were trying to hear that DNA type of vibe, that shit, and that's not what he was trying to do. But he proved to the masses that he don't have to come out every year to drop an album and come out and just drop knowledge on people. But what else you got? We're going to hit maybe one more or two more stories, and then we will move on to music.
Cardi B told people to go play in traffic after they called her baby autistic. Like, even if she is, which we don't know one way or the other, but if she is, so, and if she, and that's none of your business to call out, like, if she wants to tell the world that, if she is, then that's her business. Like, people need to stay in their lane. And I get when you expose your kids to, like, the social media that gives people room to comment on it, but there are inside
people are
thoughts. Like, what happens to, like, inside thoughts? Like, I can say that to in my head, or I can say that to my group chat with my friends, but, like, where do these people get off?
It's because it's a keyboard warrior thing. Everybody's really tough behind a set of keys. Keyboard, they're just tough. I just feel like some things, if you have nothing nice to say, I have to learn this. I'm very blunt and open, and you know that shit. Sometimes I say shit, and you're the same way as me. Sometimes we just say shit, and it don't even be meant be rude.
I don't know what you're talking about.
but it comes off hella fucking rude because we're just, it's just in our nature to say that. But I do feel like if you have nothing nice to say about something, don't speak on it. Like, that's hurtful for somebody who has a child. For someone to come up to you and yes, exactly. Like, for anybody to just be like, oh, I think he might have Down syndrome or I think he's autistic. Like, no, you don't get to say those things and think that that's okay. And I feel like she has the right to spaz out and talk on her opinion. Like, that's my child at the end of the day. And for her to even have to prove it, because she even backed it up with videos and, like, showed people, like, why do you have to do that? Fuck what these people say. These people are hating on the fact that you are who you are and where you're from, and they hate on that shit. They're going to do anything they can to discredit anything, your family, your music, your man, whatever the case. I just feel like some people need to learn how to shut the fuck up and just move along. Like, if you just keep scrolling. Like, I've learned that shit. There, girl, there be times where I want to say, bitch, that dress don't look cute. Like, you need to put some on that's flattering. And then I'll be like, nah, Chantel, don't do that. That's rude. Keep scrolling. Keep going.
There have been times where I have written out whole thesis about something that somebody has said. And I, you know what I do? I click the backspace a whole bunch of times. Because it ain't.
You have to learn how to fight your battles.
Yeah, and do I really want to fight that battle? Like, I got so much stuff going on in real life of people that I look at and I can touch in real life. Like, it's not worth it. If I say something and somebody doesn't agree with it, then am I compelled to go back and forth with them? That is just, backspace is way
And I feel like that's a huge problem, too. Like, people just can't be okay with people's opinions. Like, we cannot be okay with the fact that we can agree to disagree. And I feel like that's what causes the most off of all these issues. Like, you don't have to like something. You don't have to like that somebody put something up. You don't have to like that Cardi B is throwing up her kids and her kids may seem kind of slow to you. That's just not for you to say. That's not for you to be able to feel like you have that right to speak on their situation. Like, you don't pay their bills. You don't give them shit. Like, mind your own. And that saves a hell of a lot of fucking headache when you mind your own. For everybody out there, please, mind your own.
Yeah, yeah. If that is the
what
one
else?
Thing you take from this podcast.
Man, you know, like, at some point, what else do we got? Let me see. Oh, so very, very, very quick. Irv Gotti was touching base on Drake's new album, and now he's stating that he wants to bring back people. Like, he wants to now sign a new artist, like another Ja Rule, another DMX, another, bring somebody back. That this album inspired him to just like to touch base. And I laugh because Zito, like, poor guy, nobody fucked with you, Irv Gotti. Like, do you understand that Irv Gotti was a college fucking dude that tried to be a thug and then ended up having to go to jail for that shit? Like, nobody respects you, my G. Let that shit go. Nobody wants another Ja Rule, and I love me some Ja Rule, but honestly, do you really want another Ja Rule? Do you ever think that there's a DMX
okay.
that can fill DMX's shoes?
Okay. So, picture it. Pop Smoke being very reminiscent of 50 Cent. Did we think we needed another person that was very reminiscent of 50 Cent? No, absolutely we didn't think
not
that.
At all.
But I fell in love with Pop Smoke. Like, I enjoy him. May he rest in peace, but I enjoy him. So when we say that we don't want another DMX and we say we don't want another Ja Rule, you know, who's to say that we can't have another R&B
another
rap
one.
Duo? Like, you know what I mean? A dude that's doing R&B in the same way that he did with Ashanti, the same way that he did with J-Lo. Like, that would be
wild. I don't know if that
like,
would play
in between,
out.
In between all of the music that we're in of these emotional men saying their things
yeah.
and then the Benny the Butchers who are talking about all of the dope that they slang and all of the people that they beat up and all of these things. Like, why, I can't get another Ja Rule, baby. Like, sure, I'll welcome it. If it's done right, I'll welcome it. I'll give it a chance.
I mean, if Irv Gotti can produce them and not talk about it but actually be about it, then let's see. I'll give it a little twirl. I'm just saying, Irv Gotti, like, you reaching about that 60s, dude. Like, you should have been put people out. Like, you got kids that got kids. Ja Rule's kid is now singing and shit. Why you ain't got them? And he looks just like his daddy. Girl, you look at Ja Rule's son, that is this fitting. He cannot fucking deny that kid is not his kid because he looks just like him but with a lot of hair.
Sure.
Just is messy.
I feel like he's like one of those emo rappers.
He is.
I feel
he's
like
so
it's
different
that's,
than
that's
his, dad.
His vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's very
okay.
different than his dad. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the same with me and Jay. Like, it's the same as him and his dad. Like, his dad is very outgoing and very, like, personable. And that's Ja. Like, Ja's, and I've heard nothing but great things about him. Like, regardless of what people may think, that 50 murdered his career at the same time, 50 also started singing.
He did.
And doo-wopping right after the fucking fact that you murdered this nigga's career. And now you're over here singing a fucking
song.
I was your best friend. I want you better. No, like, stop it. Stop it. So, I mean, yeah, I get it. I wouldn't mind it. I'm interested to see. I don't think it's going to happen, though. But if you were to find somebody to fill DMX's shoes, would there be? I don't know. It's just like saying, could you find somebody
in their room?
Tupac shoes. Or even, like, come close to that. Or come close to Biggie. Like, I don't think those people could ever be touched in that aspect. Like, maybe Ja Rule, because he's still living and breathing and he's still relevant here. Mm-hmm. But for the people who passed away, I'm not sure if that's something that could be done. But anything else before we go? We got 13 minutes left to this show, and I'm going to play the rest of this playlist. But anything else?
That's it for me, friend. How about you?
You know what? I thank you for being on air. This is going to be a shit show, and it actually came out fucking amazing. So I'm very proud to say that the girls did it best. Puma, you might be replaced. You gave me your sign-in password and shit to everything, so I might just take over. But it was great. Thank you for being on the show with me. I appreciate it. We are going to jump back into these tunes, and this is The Fix with Sharice and Chantel, the double S's. What? So let's hit you with
the
music.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, always. We're going to do it again, though. It's going to be another girl's time very soon.
Stuff along concrete, there, boy. I love a juice. Watch out. Chuck it. Boom. You know what I mean? Me dip out a whole 14, you know what I mean? And reload my next magazine, you know what I mean? And wounded them mouths in steam, you know what I mean? Enough of them a move sideways and lean, you know what I mean? Can't come out when man de eat, you know what I mean? We no like them colonial regime, you know what I mean? Ethiopia no like Mussolini, you know what I mean? Me queen of the rock and come in, you know what I mean? And jump on me big trampoline, you know what I mean? And boost up our self-esteem, you know what I mean? Enough of when the home and kitchen so clean, you know what I mean? And with recipe that I steam, know what I mean? The lyrics them a flow like a stream, know what I mean? Make you feel like you're living in a dream, know what I mean? It come to the crap, man, I cream, know what I mean? It come to discipline, man, I steam, know what I mean? Me tougher than a home and him a scene, know what I mean? We step in, we fresh and we clean, know what I mean? I burn the stink, yes, I'm green, know what I mean? Better listen up, careful and keen, know what I mean? I poop another rap and come in.
We celebrate like I finished probation, boy. 9-10 with no chaser, boy. From the mouth, I can spit out a razor, boy. Open up your face, you like your boy Roy in his prime. Eat food, dinner time, junior gong, past beginners. Handle business, black velvet, sippers, females never been as so well, they with us. Cause we arrive on a scene just like a high beam, nah, I mean. Don't let us have to make the nine scream, nah, I mean. At your racial policing regime, nah, I mean. Spiritual well like an Elohim, nah, I mean. In a casino or a
a yacht wherever I'm seen. My brothers and sisters are never forgotten, I mean. Don't wanna hear another soldier drop, nah, I mean. Another dope addict is shot with the morphine. And feds are indicting my block, nah, I mean. They're wearing reds from they shoes to they top, nah, I mean. I'm wishing that all the violence would stop, nah, I mean.
When I light this song, I'm tiring, nah, I mean. And some boys stop like ice cream, nah, I mean. From a boy make the feds intervene, nah, I mean. We send a work or take him choppy, nah, I mean. Parabellum them a each up in a spleen, nah, I mean. In a Queen's gunman reign supreme, nah, I mean. Kingstonians are real blood fiends, nah, I mean. The world is a big crime scene, nah, I mean.
Yo, yo, Mr. President.
Follow in a Rastafari regime. Bush bungalow where me dwell with my queen. Trash put the bun down in a camouflage green. Look for them where can't go the places we've been. Look for them where can't see the sights where we've seen. That's why them chase all a twist up on a lean, I mean. They better mind we kick it off clean, I mean. Man a gangsta just like Yamdeen. That mean them can't serve Congo jet what's up in, I mean. And who you want come in can be, I mean. Attorney up in rock and come in, I mean. Me pocket them green like Sperlin, I mean. Me regular fly out and fly in, I mean. This year don't park like sardine, I mean. Can't get to see the past the world need caffeine. Run out of retin antihistamine. Wash over golem from me like Listerine. You think I lie way better than Al Pacino, I mean.
It's genocide, it's a genocide. It's a genocide, it's a genocide. Fifth floor cooking raw, had my own supply. Cause of capitalist ways, that was back in the days. So now I do rap and it pays.
I got no limits, huh, no limits. I take it as much as I give it. Zero to whatever, got no limits, huh, no limits. I take it as much as I give it. Oh Lord, this got me feeling quite untouchable. My flow and my lyrics are making rappers get uncomfortable. They singing that I'm not just another cookie cut rapper. The flow so cold, make it take your mother and slap her. I'm a beast, to say the least. Got people anxious for my next release. Grinding on their teeth and biting fingernails. How dare I deny ya? The game is oversaturated, needs to be inspired. Like a light in the darkness, I'm flowing the hardest. Turn you to a carcass, introduce you to Marcus. Intelligently stimulating. You say you keep it real, but you are merely simulating. You're an android, programmed to deceive. The radio takes bad rappers and makes you all believe. It feels like Maybelline, a cover like Maybelline. You covered in making green, nobody's replacing me. I'm here for the long haul, flying like a long ball. Classy just like Mahjong, setting off all along. Cause the fire cannot be contained. I'm leaving third degree burns all over the game. You should put some Neil Swarin on that. I'm running in the game so you can say I'm on track. I'm on track to win, I'm back to sin. Been practicing, it's medicine. I'm bred to win, no better than me. And you'll soon find out. Rappers headed for the hills and their hideouts. But ready or not, here I come. You can't hide, cause victory is mine. Yeah, flawless victory, I gotta finish them. These rappers nervous, popularity diminishing. My mission is to let the inside out. To share the positivity, have reasons to shout. No reasons to doubt, no reasons to pound. I think meticulously about what comes out my mouth. Just wanna inspire while I win, they lose. This history in the making, so make sure you stay tuned. Go from zero to whatever, got no limits. No limits, I take it as much as I give it. Zero to whatever, got no limits. No limits, I take it as much as I give it. Zero to whatever, got no limits. No limits, I take it as much as I give it. Zero to whatever, got no limits. No limits, I take it as much as I give it. We'll tell.
Static Selector.
Yeah. Fucking yeah, man.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what nobody says no more. No more playing the sidelines.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Albania style, rock leathers in the sand. I'll shoot my cousin for nothing, dominant man. Go visit fam with no problems on some normal shit. Straight from Scoop, Macedonia, the floral lit. Licorice liquor, one Cuba touch of water. Watch it mix, turn white like the Dutch's daughter. I'm in the corner puffing ganja with the musky odor. Destination back in your throat, cup of soda. This is Bam Bam Bigelow. Queens to Asbury Park, connect Figaro. My uniform, car, hard sweats and Gore-Tex. Athletic horses on my chest and on my short chest. The Leslie Nielsen of the weed and the word. This is Action Bronzolini, 33 and a third, kid. Naked Gun, the cereal is scratched off. Arm like rocket in his prime, blast off. With the kickback, then sit back, stand up, eyes low, hit that. This habit continuously throughout the night. Now my eyes are like diamonds, that's looking blue inside the light like a prism. Shooting out hope, honor, and optimism. Never stop until we coastal on an aqua mission. Reach my hand in the water and grab a tuna silhouette. You see reflection of light right off the mezzaluna. That's a half moon, wavy like my man's face. The European caviar, color tan suede. Handmade, hand blades, carve up your features, I'm a creature. Section 39, I'm in the bleachers. Fiends get washed up like turtles on the beaches. It's mating season, make the verbal for your speakers. I'm Action Bronson from Flushing, Queens, and I'm here with my man Static Selector, Queens to fucking Boston, and yeah, no more playing the sideline shit this year, man. I'm a straight motherfucking starter, 3-point champion, kid. Il Prosciutto, legend, Phil Rizzuto, marijuana like the pussy, I keep it crudo, that's raw, now I declare war, you in the women's league, I show you how a man score, look at my beard and my body like a grizzly, I'm shoulder pressing 3 plates, Obama EBT, I'm a G, supermarket sweepstakes, still drinking vintage out the bottom with a cheese plate, the Derek Harper with the low Caesar, flow fever, more than likely digging in your hoes beaver, truck smoke to my neck just like a turkey, so dirty, make your brother do a curtsy, no mercy, vampiric cop Hershey, Square Tyson, in the mountains eating rare bison, clam chowder, you ain't fucking with this manpower, straight from Queens where we known to make your plans sour.
Thank you guys for tuning in to The Fix, All Things Hip Hop, with our special guest, Sharice. And we're going to end this for the last 40 seconds with Craig Mack. Rest in peace. And have a great weekend, you guys.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary joint.
Yeah, I
Kick
know,
Kick that
man.
Old robotic, futuristic George Jetson
yeah,
crazy joint.
Just like you in the blab. Robotic kicking flab. More flavor, bitter, batter, chitter, chatter, madder than the Mad Hatter. I'm extra fire shit, come by fatter. I got the data to turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean. My man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The funk's my only issue.